Okay, call the Senate Education Committee for Monday, March 19th to order. We have several bills on. Senator Perry. I think now I know why he recessed to state government, because he wanted to be down here and get this one going. And I'm in the same boat. I've got not one, only one here, but one in higher education, and then got to go back 4:30 for this committee. So, Senator Perry, welcome. Enough of my complaining and complaining. So, Senate File 1139.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and committee members. This is a lease levy for one of the school districts in my Senate district, Faribault. And I think the best way to move through this is to have our new superintendent talk a little bit about what this is. And I do know that we do have an A1 amendment that I would like to have brought around, and maybe for a clearer explanation of changing the dates, I would ask staff to explain that A1 amendment.
Madam Chair.
Hey, I think this being the first that it's heard, this is an author's amendment.
Yes, it is.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
A1 amendment. Opposed? The motion prevails. Amendment is adopted.
Thank you very much.
What you're essentially doing is changing the implementation date.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
If this is Superintendent Sisker, and Madam Chair, I would like to have him talk about this.
Welcome, Superintendent. Say your name for the record, if you will.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. My name is Todd Sisker. I am the Superintendent of Faribault Public Schools, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to testify. And thank you, Senator Perry. The lease levy for our administrative offices expires at the end of 2012. We would like to have our local school board approve a lease levy for the space. The approval would actually be in 2013 for fiscal year 2014. The amount of the lease levy would be $140,000 per year. There is no available space at any of our school sites for administrative office area. And then also, after searching the other areas within the community, the school district could not find anything less than $10.25 a square foot. So with all those financial options, the best option for our district, for taxpayers, would be to have the lease levy for the $140,000 for the administrative space. So that's where we are. We would rather do that than have to try to shuffle our administrative space around and try to find different areas that are more expensive than what we're paying right now. So we've been doing this for probably, I think, the last 3 or 4 years was in our current levy. And last year, because of all the issues at the legislative area, we were not able to get a hearing, and we didn't get that thing through last year. So as a result, we have kind of this one-year lapse of not getting that funding from the lease levy.
Okay, and Mr. Nauman, could you explain if there's a fiscal impact? It looks kind of blank here on the fiscal note. Could you explain that to the committee?
Madam Chair and members, this fiscal note's a little bit different than the one that was in the House. I apologize for a short delay here. Madam Chair, did the superintendent say that they were going to be levying less than what they were levying for instructional space?
The levy would be the amount. If we wanted to move into instructional space, we would have to move the current place where we have instruction into a different building, which would actually be more than what we would ask for this particular lease levy. So the lease levy total is $140,000. That's what we worked on.
So this is, you're in order not to consume instructional space, you're
correct,
seeking a lease levy for your administrative space.
That's correct.
Madam Chair, I apologize. The testimony that was provided in the House, which is what I was assuming probably incorrectly, was that the district was going to actually save $2,000 as a result of doing administrative
correct.
Space as opposed to, is that
that's
correct?
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
So what that does is save our levy booking $2,000, large amounts of money, on a statewide basis, and then generates a property tax recognition shift cost of $1,000. So that would be, I think I want to reconcile that with the newest version of this fiscal note, but I don't think we're looking at large dollars.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions, prior members? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Superintendent Sesker, you might have described this and I may have missed it. Is administration growing? Is that you're growing out of your current facility, or what's exactly going on there?
No, about 3 years ago, we had an alternative learning center that moved into where a better location for the alternative learning center was where the previous administrative space was. So as a result of the alternative learning center moving into that space, the administrative office went into a building lease, and that building was right across the street from the current ALC where the students were. And as a result, instead of building a new facility, there wasn't any other spaces in the district available for the administrative space. That the current building that we're in, that was leased 3 years ago, is the current building that we'd have right now. 3 or 4 years ago, I can't remember the exact date, the legislators passed this exact same bill to provide this lease for the exact same reason. So we're in the same place as we were 4 years ago. It's just that if we wanted to go back into the ALC where the students are, we'd have to move the students out and put them somewhere else, and there's no place available for those students. And actually, it would be more expensive to lease additional space for those kids. So as a result, we're in the administrative space that we are.
So are you just asking for an extension?
Yeah, well, it was missed last year.
Could we get the conversation back through the chair?
Yeah, so
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Nelson, Superintendent Sesker?
Yes, it was actually missed last year, so it would have been an extension had the legislation passed last year. So we're asking kind of a skip a year and now continue the lease levy.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I see Tom Melcher, Dr. Melcher is here. Would you have any comments on this arrangement that would enlighten, or I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm doing it anyway.
Madam Chair and members, Tom Melcher with the Department of Education. We did the fiscal note on the bill, and everything that I've heard in testimony here is accurate. The district has had this levy for a number of years. The levy expired last year. For 1 year, they continued the existing lease arrangement without having levy, so they would have had to take money out of their general fund to cover that lease, and now they're asking for a continuation of the situation they were in for the last 3 years.
So there's no levy impact then?
Madam Chair, the way that the bill is written, it's kind of a contorted thing where the district has to certify that in the absence of legislation, the district would lease instructional space, which would qualify for the regular levy, and that the instructional space would cost more to lease than the administrative space. So because of that provision, and the commissioner has to sign off that she agrees on that. And so because of that provision, as we did the fiscal note, we had to essentially come out with a number that would have a slightly lower cost for the lease of the administrative space than it would for the instructional space. So we put a $2,000 number on there, kind of a de minimis difference between the two. Because the bill specifically says it has to be less expensive for the administrative space in order to make that viable.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Melcher.
And so, Madam Chair,
yes, Mr.
I apologize for belaboring this point. The fiscal note that we have in front of us, I think, is a little bit dated.
Yes.
And so the numbers that Dr. Melcher just testified to are in concurrence with the fiscal note that was prepared for the House testimony on this. So it's $2,000 of levy savings, $1,000 of property tax recognition shift aid effect.
Great. Thank you. And I believe this bill needs to go to taxes. So is there a motion? Senator Stubb?
Madam Chair, I'd move that Senate File 1139 be recommended be passed and re-referred to the Committee on Taxation, I guess.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails.
Thank you,
Madam
Chair.
The bill is on its way.
Thank you very much for being here.
Senator Stump.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill keeps coming back to this committee. Actually, this is part of the bill that was brought to this committee before relating to career and technical education. And the bill that, the piece of the bill that we have before us today is the piece that relates to the levy for career and technical education. And my hope is that we can allow this to go to the tax committee, where we'll have a discussion on the levy portion of it, because that's really what's left in the bill. What happened, and Madam Chair, maybe staff could enlighten us, because actually I wasn't part of the discussion when this occurred last summer in preparation for the special session. What happened was that the levy for career and technical education was increased to $17.8 million, which was a little bit of a bump in the amount of revenues that would fund our career and technical programs. All of the funding for our career and technical programs are actually levy, 100%. And they're at, as you can see on the fiscal note, they're at, we're at 25%, and that was raised to 35% for 1 year. But then it was also in the legislation that it would drop back to 25%, which is the $15.5 million. And that is what this proposal is trying to address. Rather than have that drop from 35% to 25% and create a cut in our career and technical education programs, what I would hope that the tax committee and this committee would consider is to keep it at the 35%, which is the funding that they're receiving right now. We've had a number of discussions in this committee on how important many of these programs are to our young men and women, and how important they are to our businesses across the state for having people. As Madam Chair, as you mentioned a couple of times, the impact and the influence that career and technical education has on the beneficial effect of how students turn out once they've had a taste of the career and technical programs. So that's kind of what we have before us today. As the fiscal note demonstrates, it is there is a levy increase, but like I say, it's I think a very worthy one for us to consider statewide across the state.
See, just as a little refresher to what happened last year, and by the way, thank you for introducing this as a separate bill, because it made it easier for us to go forward with the policy changes that were part of your original bill and yet have a separate vehicle to go to taxes. We had captured some – we had a zero levy target, but we had captured some levy from another source, and that didn't materialize in the negotiation, so we lost it. And so we were trying to hang on to as much as possible, but they were able to do it for 1 year in the career and tech levy. And then in order not to have tails, that's why we went backwards for a couple of for the next biennium. But hopefully, I don't know what we can promise. This session is strange, as you know, but whether there's going to be some opportunity to pick up some of the things that, that we had in our bill as it left the Senate that didn't quite make it through. So I appreciate that, and I hope that you will support sending this provision on to the Tax Committee. I've talked with Senator Artman on a couple occasions, and we'll keep working on. And you know, hopefully, there will be a bill relating to the property tax area that the governor will sign, because that's also an important factor in it. That would allow these things to go forward. So. Okay. Thank you, Senator Stumpf. Is there any further any discussion or any questions you have of him? If not, Senator Stumpf renews his motion to pass Senate File 2041 we didn't amend it. It's, it is, right?
Madam Chair, no, I don't think it's in need of amendment.
Yes, and I don't know if I said it as amended for the last bill. That's
you did.
Huh?
You did.
I did? Okay. That... And it will be referred to taxes. Is all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails. The bill is on its way to taxes.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and committee members.
And the next one is Senator Bonhoff.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senate File 2373.
Yep. Madam Chair, members, this will be like deja vu to you because it's the identical bill, as you just heard from Senator Perry, but in this case, we are here to talk about Wayzata and the impact of moving from leasing instructional space to administrative space. So, with that, I do have an A1 amendment, so if somebody could pass out the A1 amendment, which is just simply changing the effective date.
And that's an author's amendment, so it looks quite familiar, similar to the one on 1139. So all in favor of the author's amendment, amendment to A1 to Senate File 2373, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted.
Very good. And before I turn it over to Mr. Westrum, I just wanted to make a comment about the complicated nature of the way that we book some of the things that we book in education, because in order for us not to carry a fiscal cost, it was important that even if it would be possible to save money by moving from one to another, if the district would essentially save too much money, we would have to carry a cost, and that cost is that property recognition shift that Mr. Nauman spoke about with regard to Senator Perry's bill. And so those one-time things that we do seem to have pretty long-range implications. So having said that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Westrum to talk about the bill.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Westrum.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and thank you, Senator Bonhoff. We're very excited to have this bill before you, and we appreciate the important work you do for the students of Minnesota. Just to give you a little heads up on, or a little background on Wayzata Schools, we're a district of about 10,000 students, except actually this year we have 10,600 students, about 900 more students than we did 7 years ago. Our current buildings have supported about 1,000 additional students since the last time we did any renovations, and we just completed a comprehensive facility study that indicates that our, and a demographic study that indicates that our student population, our resident student population, is going to continue to grow. Just this year at Kindergarten Roundup, we found that we had 100 additional kindergarten students. So we actually looked for a place within our existing facilities for those students to attend school. The bill before you would allow us to move adults instead of move children. One of the advantages of moving adults instead of moving children is that our students require media centers, they require physical education spaces, They require lunchrooms, places to eat, and if we can keep them on our campuses, that's the ideal learning environment for those students. So for us, it would be more efficient and better for instructional purposes to move adults. I believe you have a fiscal note. I'm not exactly sure what you have in front of you, but our annual lease payments for 10,000 square feet, if we were to lease for instructional purposes, would be $132,179. If this bill was approved, we would lease the exact same 10,000 square feet, and the price would be the same, $132,179. So regardless of whether we lease instructional space or if we lease administrative space, the cost would be the same, and thus there would be no fiscal impact.
All right. Mr. Nauman, you confirm that?
Madam Chair, I confirm $133,000 of measured effect either way. I think the department rounded up a little.
Okay. Any further discussions, Senator Bonoff?
Madam Chair, Mr. Nauman, perhaps they did that because it says in the bill that the resolution must also certify the lease of administrative space is less expensive, so probably that rounding up allowed for that differential.
Madam Chair, Senator Bonner, no, I was being slightly facetious. We don't go underneath $1,000, so that's why it shows that way.
Okay.
I've had extensive conversations with the superintendent. I'm comfortable with his numbers.
Thank you.
Okay. Senator Bonoff renews her motion to pass Senate File 2373 as amended, or that it be recommended to pass. No further discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. And this will also be going to taxes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Senator Nino.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to have a member from SCRED testify, but I was looking around. I'm not sure if they're here, so I may be your only testimony for the bill here today, Madam Chair. Senate File 1760 is intended to help out with a unique circumstance currently being experienced by the St. Croix River Education District, SCRED. SCRED has until recently been housed in a city-owned building in Rush City. I'm just going to give you a little background of what happened in the circumstance that they found themselves in. They now do not have a permanent location where they are able to house all of their facilities and employees in one location. They are now dispersed into multiple locations and not the ideal geographic location for the member districts of SCRED. When SCRED was formed in 1991, an agreement was made with Rush City to rent a donated building for $1 per year, and SCRED would then be responsible for all maintenance, et cetera, until 2008. Then in 2008, a new contract was signed stipulating that SCRED would pay $17,000 per year in rent and also be responsible for cosmetic improvements, et cetera. In 2010, December, the roof began leaking, and the city did not respond quickly. Then the leaking occurred until the spring and most of the winter. In March of 2011, the city sewer line backed up into the SCRED basement, and SCRED employees began complaining of various physical ailments. A test was done, and significant mold levels were found throughout the building. By June of 2011, the roof was still not fixed. The city had not decided if they wanted to take measures to fix the building or address mold, and staff still had these physical problems. In June of 2011, a decision was made to vacate that building until the city determined whether they would fix the building, and the staff located in a city-owned building in North Branch. Staff located in a city-owned building in North Branch that's actually attached to a church, and then staff located also in another building in Rush City. And as a result of doing that, there was about $50,000 in moving-related expenses. In August, the City Council voted not to repair the building that SCRED previously had occupied in Rush City, and SCRED began pursuing options to find some permanent location. They consulted with various experts, and they looked around for various buildings that were available. The estimates for a 12,000-square-foot facility range in the $1.5 to $1.9 million range. SCRED is not able to levy to construct a building because they are not a school district. They are the St. Croix River Education District. And so this bill is intended to help them. And there are no other facilities that they can rent. This is out in ex-urban and rural. The very southern end of the SCRED districts is the ex-urban range where the area I represent, Chisago and Isanti counties, and it goes north from there into the very rural area. So there are not a lot of options for large buildings that they can rent, and there are none that are geographically suited to be somewhat more centralized than where they are right now on nearly the very southern end of all the districts. The legislation that is before the committee today is legislation very similar to what had been accounted for with TIES. We're simply asking that the SCRED member districts be allowed to utilize their lease levy authority. We're not asking to increase any lease levy authority. We're asking that they're able to utilize within their current limits the existing lease levy authority to be able to use that funding to build a facility that can house SCRED. All of the SCRED member districts are in favor of this. They all want to do this, but the law does not allow for that to happen. So that is the legislation that is before us today, members.
Madam Chair.
I heard someone. Mr. Nauman.
Madam Chair, members have a fiscal note in front of them related to this bill. This is sort of the inverse of what we were talking about with Senator Perry's bill, where the levy savings generated a slight cost. In this particular case, we're dealing with the exact same levy. The lease levy goes up by almost $69,000, which generates a one-time aid savings on the property tax recognition shift of $33,000. The slight increase in levies really shifted, generates a little bit of savings.
Thank you, Mr. Nauman.
And Madam Chair, I failed to offer up. There is an amendment. That TIES ran into this problem. There was language that was not included when their legislation, their enabling legislation, was passed. They did not include the words "and land." So that is the A1 amendment. In addition to that, I would like to incorporate into that an oral amendment, and staff may want to, or council may want to tell me if I've got these dates right. But the bill was drafted for a 10-year term, and SCRED, in working with the consultants, had indicated that they would be looking at a 15-year loan. I have an email from Kim Gibbons who had noted that difference there. And I believe it was drafted for a 10-year, is what's in the bill, I believe.
And Madam Chair and members,
Mr. Nauman,
with that information, I would recommend two changes on lines 3.16. We always look 2 years out on levies, so I think we're talking about taxes payable 2013 to 2027.
And Madam Chair, that was the part that I was wanting
that
was the part I was wanting counsel on, is do we start that in 2012 or 2013? I was unsure.
So, members, we have the A1 amendment in front of us, as well as an oral amendment to that, which is line 3.16.
Well, Madam Chair,
Senator,
if I could just incorporate that oral change into the A1 amendment, yes, and offer them together.
Yes, I just want to make sure the members have it. And so it's for taxes payable in 2013 to 2027, is that right?
Madam Chair, I think it would be 2028.
Mr. Nauman, 2028. Okay, all in favor, any more discussion on Senator Nienau's A1 amendment? All in favor of the A1 amendment as amended with the oral amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Amendment adopted. Senator Nienau.
And Madam Chair, I will also highlight that we did check with Mr. Nauman to verify that all of the districts have the capacity in their existing lease levy capacity to account for their portion of the bill, if you will, on this. And that is indeed, or at least from Mr. Nauman checked, that indeed was available. So we do not, we're not asking for any additional taxing capacity. We're just asking that they use their, have the ability to use their existing authority for this purpose.
Is there any more discussion on Senate File 1760? Anyone who'd like to testify in favor or against? All right. All those in favor of Senate File 1760 as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Bill's passed as amended.
Madam Chair, we did we send that to the Tax
yes.
Committee?
And we referred to the Tax Committee.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Next on the amendment on the agenda is Senate File 315, and I think we'll have co-sponsor Senator Bonoff present this, since Senator Olson is presenting one of her bills. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. And this bill, just to refresh members' memory, that this bill to allow the member districts of TIES to be able to participate in the building improvements was part of the bill that was put together last year that didn't end up making it through the final days. And so Senator Olson is offering it again this year because this building is sorely in need. So with that, I'll turn it over.
Yes, could you introduce yourself for the tape, please? Welcome to the committee.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Bill Griffith, representing TIES, and I want to start out by thanking the committee and the conference committee for working on this bill last year. As Senator Bonoff said, it made it all the way through, but not to the end. So thank you for that. Essentially, it is the continuation of lease levy funding that allowed TIES, which is owned by 46 member school districts, to continue for building renovations. So the building was purchased in the year 2000 with a 10-year lease levy against the member districts, and that lease levy paid for the building in 2011. Last year we intended to renew the lease levy. In fact, this committee approved that that bill for very sorely needed renovations, including to elevators, sidewalks, parking lots. The roof is probably the most pressing, and security fencing, and so forth. And so with that, we'll just stand for questions from the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Griffith. Senator Bonoff, I believe you have a delete-all amendment, the A2. If members have that.
Madam Chair. Mr. Nauman.
Yes.
Madam Chair, just to clarify
yes,
what
Nauman.
We're doing here, several of the changes that were in the original 315 were actually adopted. This is similar to some of the dynamics of some of the early introduction bills from the last session. So those changes did occur. This bill, like others that we talked about, most notably Career and Tech, got caught in the overall levy limit, so we only gave them 1 year of authority, as has been testified to. There's a desire to have the line 2.26, I believe, reflect 2023. So if that pleases the committees, that would be an amendment that would make sense. And then on line 2.28, we're adding and land, similar to the discussion that occurred on Senator Nino's bill.
And then Senator Bonoff.
Madam Chair and Mr. Nauman.
And Madam Chair, I think
Mr.
we would
Nauman.
Also need to get the effective date as well.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
Okay. So, members, we have the delete all amendment, the A2 in front of us. Plus, Senator Bonoff is making
an oral amendment
to that. And if I could have Casey read that oral amendment. Or who's got that oral
amendment?
I can
do it. Go ahead.
Yes.
Madam Chair, members, on page 2, line 26, delete 2022 and insert 2023. And then page 2, line 32, delete 2022 and insert 2023.
Is there any discussion to the A2 amendment as amended? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Amendment's adopted.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion then on Senate File 315 as amended?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Nauman.
This bill would carry a $632,000 levy effect. and a little bit of property tax recognition shift savings, about half that amount.
So, Madam Chair, question?
Yes, Senator Bonner.
Madam Chair, Mr. Nauman, when we carry the property tax recognition shift savings on the fiscal note, can you tell us how they then carry? Do they carry it then as half of that, or do they carry both in different places?
Madam Chair and members,
and
Senator Bonoff, the levy increase is $632,000. Under the language of the recognition shift statute, we are early recognizing basically 48.6% of the total levy. So it's the vast majority. It's not a full 50%. Somewhere along the way, 48.6 developed a majesty, and that's the amount that we tend to shift early. So by my rudimentary math here, we'll confirm this, but it looks like a $307,000 aid reduction associated with this.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
And that would be one time.
Any other comments? Okay. All those in favor of Senate File 315, recommended to pass and re-referred as amended and re-referred to taxes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no.
Thank you.
Bill is recommended to pass and re-referred to taxes. Members, we're adjourned.